And I live by the motto and the mantra, if the day starts off not being a great day, I've got the power and the authority to change that. So every day is going to be a great day because we serve a great God. Let's start this day as we always do by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Father, you are awesome and you are mighty. And at the beginning of this day, God, we lift you high. We tell you thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. Father, you are magnificent to us, and we love you, and we come before you just to say thank you. Father, we thank you for life, for health, and for strength. God, we thank you for this gift called Thursday, one we've never seen before, one we'll never see again. So, Father, we pray for the energy today to make this day the greatest day of our lives. And for this, we will bless you and give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for being a part of the Morning Vitamin. And I want you to make sure you finish this week with us as we head on into the Christmas season. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I love you too, Jackie Yates. And I'm excited at what God has done through this ministry. We've been doing this now for, my goodness, probably about 3 or 4 years. And I'm just grateful for all of those who I have connected with all around the country. I've gained family members all the way in Trinidad and Africa and other parts of the world, relationships that I pray will never, ever end. And for this, I am grateful. So thank you for being a part of the Morning Vitamin. So listen, we are heading, or we are basically in the Christmas season. You know what happens right after Thanksgiving. You turn on the radio, all of the Christmas music is beginning to play. And we're all scurrying around, getting into the Christmas season, but also the Christmas stress. We've got to buy, buy, buy. We've got to buy for children. We've got to buy for loved ones. Matter of fact, many of the financial institutes in our country base our economic progress and our economic forecast on how great our Christmas is. They're looking for how much we spend. Family, I've gotten some questions coming in about Christmas, and I don't know if I will answer them in totality, but let me share with you concerning Christmas. Christmas is not about just giving gifts. Christmas is recognizing the season and the purpose of this time. There's a definite difference between your family traditions and the things that you like to do and the real meaning of Christmas. We can wrestle all day with whether you're supposed to have a tree, whether you're not supposed to have a tree, whether you're supposed to give gifts, whether you're not supposed to give gifts. We can wrestle all day about what. But let's get to the core of Christmas. Christmas, to me, is always connected, congruent with Scripture. Christmas is the time where we celebrate what God put in motion to save each and every one of us. First and foremost, the Bible is a book of faith. You will never be able to fight tradition with faith. There are some things that we do that are tradition that make absolutely no sense. Big Mama and Papa did them 3 or 4 generations ago, and you still maintain them. And there is nothing wrong with that at all. But I think it's important for us that we understand really what this season is really about. Let me ask you this question. If you had a birthday party and everybody came to your party and didn't give you anything, what kind of party would it be? This is the time when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says it this way, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Let me put in context what we actually believe, but sometimes it's hard to believe that we believe it. We believe that during this season, and I'm not trying to calendar pinpoint when it happened, but when the history of man fell into sin from the Garden of Eden, God loved us so much that as soon as Adam fell, God had a plan in place to redeem each and every one of us. And it begins here during this season where our faith is connected to our Savior. In order for him to die for us, he had to be born. And this is the miracle. So here, family, it sounds almost like a fairy tale. It sounds almost like a good movie. But those of us who have the faith in the Word of God and the faith of our testimony of what God has done and has been to us, it's not even a question. Me, Dallas Wilson, I believe that God took on a human form to be born just to die for me. That's it. That's what I believe. He came to earth just to die for us. There's a song that we sing in our church. He came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave back to the sky. That's why I lift his name on high. So if I don't get a gift, I'm going to be a little bit salty because I done been good to a whole lot of folks. My kids and my family, my wife, they better get me something. I want my gifts. But the question that I'm asking you, what are we giving to Jesus this year? I go back and I conclude with the story. If you had a birthday party and everybody came to your party and bought gifts for everybody else but did not give you anything, it's not much of a party. Well, I hear you saying, well, what do we give to him who has everything? What do we give? Give him your heart. Give it to him over and over again, daily. Give him you for service. Give him your mind. Give him your mouth that he can speak through you. Give him your eyes that when you see something that needs to be done for the kingdom, you do it. You're wondering what Jesus wants for Christmas? Hey, I can tell you, he wants you. He wants your heart, and he wants to use your life for his glory. Someone on the call may be asking, well, how do I get that connection? Family, it's so simple. It's so simple. It's just to surrender yourself to him, to make him Lord of your life, to give him complete control and authority of your life. And then you are connected. So, family, if there's one on this call who needs to do so, I'm going to make and take the extra step. I want you to inbox me, and I will call you and walk you through because it's just that important. This year, I want to be a part of giving you and you giving yourself to God during this season. So, family, let's not wrestle over traditions. There are some things you're not going to wrestle with. They're going to make that stew. They're going to gather and sing those songs. They're going to give the gifts at the same time. Your two cousins and relatives that always fuss over Christmas, all of that stuff is going to happen. But let us not forget the real meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Savior who came to do what we could not do, and that's redeem us from all the wrong that we've done, all the sins that we have committed. That's why he came. And that's why I love him. So as we get in this Christmas spirit, remember the reason for this season, and so shall you be blessed. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and I lift you high today, and I pray that our time of sharing today recognizes who you are. First, God, we recognize that this is a walk of faith. It is a life of faith. Many of the things that we believe in the core of our spirit makes no medical sense. Some makes no logical sense, but that's what makes it a God thing. Because, God, I don't understand after all that we've done how we're still here, the pollution in the air, why it doesn't kill us. All of the things that make no sense, but you still keep us in the palm of your hand. So, Father, I'm no longer wrestling with what I don't understand. We're going to walk in faith and trust you regardless, for you are our God. Thank you for coming here just for me. Thank you for coming here just for us. So this season, we remember you and the sacrifice you've made for us, and we give you the gift of our lives. Now, bless these who are on this call, and bless those who will hear this by repost. And God, I look forward to those who want to be connected and want to share in the moments of prayer, wherever they are. God, I pray that their hearts are pricked and we connect so that I can show them and lead them to the God of heaven and earth. Do this, God, and I will bless you and I will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So, family, I love you much. Hey, to the Centerfold family, you are the greatest church in the world, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on this coming Sunday. Hey, those of you who know, today is my daughter's birthday. It's the Bear's birthday, Symphony's birthday, 16 years old. I know I don't look like I have a 16-year-old, but I got a trick for y'all. I got a 25-year-old as well, and God has been good. I love the Bear, and happy birthday to her. And if you got her digits or you want to send her a birthday message on my page, do so. So get a great big kick out of that. I love you all, y'all. It's time to go, and I want you to enjoy and have a blessed and prosperous day. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. Shout it again, glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.